So let's review. Our daf began with two incidents that illustrate the concept of Vegila Berada. Marbrei de Ravina and Ravashi, at the weddings of their sons, were concerned that the rejoicing of the participants was becoming excessive. To temper their mood, they broke an expensive glass. Tosis points out that this is the source for our custom to break a glass at our weddings. The Gemara next brings several braises which tell us how one should approach and prepare for tefillah in order to maximize his ability to concentrate on his davening. Tan Rabban. In Imdim Lispal, Limitech Din, Vlimitech Dvahalacha, Elimitech Halacha Psuka. Before davening, one should not learn intricate halachas which require in depth thought and analysis because that might cause him to continue thinking about it during davening, thereby disturbing his concentration. Rather, he should learn clear cut halachas before davening. Another braisa. Tan Rabban. In Imdim Lispal, Limitech Atzvus, Vlimitech Atzlus, Vlimitech Schreik, Vlimitech Sicha, Vlimitech Kalis Roish, Vlimitech Dvaram Betalim, One should not approach davening from a state of lightheadedness, idle words, because all these are not conducive to proper concentration during davening. Rather, the simcha of a mitzvah, such as learning or saying praises of Hashem, will enhance his kavanah during tefillah. Similarly, the Gemara says, "Al yifta adam mechaveira emotech dvar halacha, shemitoch kach zakrehu." One should part from his friend with a dvar tayr by which they will remember each other. The Gemara mentions some additional methods of enhancing one's kavanah and other halachas pertaining to tefillah. During davening, one should direct his thoughts to Hashem in heaven. The Gemara next teaches three halachas that are learned from a pasuk in Sefer Daniel. One should daven in a room that has windows, three times a day, and facing Yerushalayim. However, the three tefillahs should not be bunched together one after another. Rather, they should be spread out over the course of the day, as it says in Tehillim, Erev Vavayke Vitzorayim, evening, morning, and afternoon. The Gemara continues. Amar Avim Nuna, Kama Hilchas Gevirte Ikala Mashma Mahani Kroy Dechana. Many important halachas can be learned from the Pesukim of Chana's Tefillah. The Pasuk says, V'chanihi Medeberes Aliba. From this we learn, during davening, one must concentrate and direct his heart to Hashem. Rak Sfaseo Nois. One must clearly pronounce the words of his Tefillah. V'koyle Lo Yishma. However, he should not raise his voice to the point where others can hear him. V'yachshaveh Eidu Lishikaira. One who is drunk, inebriated, is not permitted to daven. The Gemara later adds, Ani ha'ish ha'nitzeves imcha bezeh. It is forbidden to sit within four amas of one who is davening. Since Chana was mentioned, the Gemara elaborates on the arguments she used to press her case, so to speak, that Hashem should grant her a child. At the bottom of the Yamid, the Gemara says that her words were actually too strong and disrespectful when speaking to Hashem. Because the Pasuk states, Vatespal al Hashem. She davened against Hashem rather than the more common phrase, Vatespal el Hashem, she davened to Hashem. She made the following arguments. From all the creatures you have created, couldn't you grant me a child? If you did not grant me a child, I will act in the manner of a Saita, and will have to drink the waters of a Saita. And it says in the Torah after drinking the waters, that if indeed she did not sin, if she had been barren, she will now bear children. Of course your Hashem will be forced to uphold the promise of the Torah. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos says there are three averis that may cause a woman to die in childbirth. They are Nida, Chala, and Hadlak HaSaner. Did I ever violate any of these mitzvahs? Everything you create in the human being is for a purpose. In my case, the ability of a woman to nurse her child will have been for naught. Give me a child so that I may utilize this ability and nurse my child. This last argument was taught by Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra. Therefore, the Gemara brings another one of his teachings as follows. The merit of one who fasts on Shabbos is so great that if it has the power to annul a decree of 70 years. However, he shall fast another day during the week to atone for the avera of fasting on Shabbos, which is a lack of ending Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar had mentioned before that Chana spoke too strongly towards Hashem. Continues Rabbi Elazar, Eliyahu Navi also spoke too strongly toward Hashem. When he said regarding those that strayed after the Baal, that Hashem in some way caused them to stray. Ultimately, Hashem conceded by saying to later Nevi'im, V'asher Hariyasi, I have cause to do evil by creating the Yitzhar in each person. The Ma'asho explains, although it is not an excuse, because we all have Bechira free will, it does mitigate the Avera somewhat.